February 11, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Is your hope in God faint and dying? Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose imagination is stayed on thee. Isaiah 26:3, Revised Version. Is your imagination stayed on God, or is it starved? The starvation of the imagination is one of the most fruitful sources of exhaustion and sapping in a worker's life. If you have never used your imagination to put yourself before God, begin to do it now. It is no use waiting for God to come. You must put your imagination away from the face of idols and look unto him and be saved. Imagination is the greatest gift God has given us, and it ought to be devoted entirely to him. If you have been bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, it will be one of the greatest assets to faith when the time of trial comes, because your faith and the Spirit of God will work together. Learn to associate ideas worthy of God with all that happens in nature. The sun rises and the sun sets, the sun and the stars, the changing seasons, and your imagination will never be at the mercy of your impulses, but will always be at the service of God. We have sinned with our fathers and have forgotten. Then put a stiletto in the place where you have gone to sleep. God is not talking to me just now, but he ought to be. Remember whose you are and whom you serve. Provoke yourself to recollection, and your affection for God will increase tenfold. Your imagination will not be starved any longer, but will be quick and enthusiastic, and your hope will be inexpressibly bright. That's the end of Oswald's text. The essence of an imagination that is devoted and totally focused on God is the imagination that in every event of my day includes God in the thought. Imagine how God is going to do in this moment so I don't have to do it. Imagine how God is going to burst forth in this situation and show himself glorious. Imagine in every moment of your day, even in the secular things, that God is in the middle of those things. Brother Lawrence, text, practicing the presence of God, is rife with his entire concept. He developed a deep intimacy with his God and with Jesus through focusing every thought on the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And he included God in every single moment of his day. He once said he could see no difference in praying over his pot sink and praying before the Blessed Sacrament. If my affection for God and my imagination is focused on God, there will be no things in my day that will trouble me, because I will know that God is in them and God will show himself glorious in them. And that is my desire, and that is his desire. So imagine God in every moment, and let him show himself fully to you.